Good morning. It's the Wild Man here riding shotgun with you guys bright and early. It's a quarter after six right now. Another morning. Time for another shower and another random thought that pops into our heads. We've got morning shower thoughts with Menthol Meredith here. She's getting ready for Independence Day. It's just a week away. Always the planner, you know. Menthol's getting ready to party and goes into great detail during her spill today. Y'all don't want to miss that. Oh, also, Vladimir Putin is running out of generals in his war against Ukraine. Recently, Putin pulled an enormously obese former general out of retirement. We got a few words from the commander-in-chief and himself in Russia. Putin's going to be here to drop a few words about General Pavel. And also, Top Gun and Elvis are tying for the top spot at the box office. We got a little Hollywood mashup from the two here.
The two biggest movies in the nation are Top Gun and Elvis. So there's only one thing Hollywood can do. Combine them.
Maverick, you have a MiG coming in on your tail.
I can't shake him.
Don't worry, Maverick. I'll take care of that devil in disguise.
Who is this?
Just call me Hound Dog.
It's Top Gun. Hound Dog.
Look at him. All sugar.
Hound Dog! They sent another one!
Well then, return to sender.
Top Gun. Hound Dog.
Thanks for the assist, Hound Dog.
No problem. Hey, you wanna go play some shirtless volleyball after this?
Coming soon. Top Gun has the sequel out finally 30-some-odd years later. The Maverick makes his return to the big screen and tying them for the top spot in his Elvis at the documentary about the king is in an unusually close battle with Maverick, each film bringing in over $30.5 million for the weekend. Elvis and Top Gun Maverick were locked in a dead heat all weekend as the King of Rock and Roll took the number one spot on Friday and dropped to second place on Saturday. All right, our favorite Trailer Park Queen is coming back. Always the planner, Menthol Meredith, is getting ready to party. She's going to go into great detail about her plans. That is until, well, she gets distracted. Here she is on Star Country.
Well, I've been busier than a mosquito on a nude beach getting ready for my annual 4th of July blowout. I'm doing it outside the city limits this year, though, because they ain't got stupid rules like they got in the city limits. Last year, the fire department shut down my party because some nonsense about the combination of propane tanks, fireworks, and Newport 100s not being safe. Prudes. Now, I've only started three fires in my life, and none of them was accidental. One arson was for insurance, one arson was for revenge, and one arson was because Skeeter just could not keep something to himself. His Skeeter! Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I've been dating this guy that told me he was on America's Most Wanted, and I want to see if I can find his episode on the YouTubes.
Vladimir Putin is bringing back an old new general. He's been running out of generals in his war against Ukraine, and he's getting a little desperate as he's pulled out one obese Russian general, age 67, who he called up to fight in Ukraine as he's scraping the barrel these days, trying to get whoever he can to come out and help fight this war in Ukraine. But here's a few words from V. Laddy himself.
My fellow Russians, it's Vladimir Putin. Big problems require big solutions. And boy, oh boy, no solution is bigger than my newest general, General Pavel. Pound for pound, he is the best military commander we have left. He is a four-star general, but enough about the restaurants he eats in. Hey, Zelensky, prepare to be crushed, literally, when he sits on you. General Pavel will gobble up Ukrainian territory like it's a pepperoni pizza. People say the Russian army is stretched thin. Oh yeah? Wait until you see General Pavel's uniform. His pants are so tight, you can see the outline of his Donbas region. You thought you destroyed all our tanks. But guess what? I have one left, and his name is General Pavel. And if you think you can defeat him, fat chance. See what I did there?
Фундаментальных угрозах, которые из года в год шаг за шаг.
Hoping to ease the pain at the pump, here's Dave Kirkpatrick with a gas-saving tip of the day.
Don't wait for the government to suspend the federal gas tax. Instead, before you pump, start your own religion. Churches don't pay taxes, and neither will you, when you claim your Camry is actually the church bus for the unleaded Lutherans.
Join us again for another gas-saving tip of the day with Dave Kirkpatrick. Hey, we got some news for you conspiracy folks out there. After going dark in 2020, Q of QAnon is back. They posted three messages on 8kun. Not 8chan, not 4chan, 8kun, whatever that means, 8kun. The message board where he was last seen. Of course, Q is the mysterious leader behind the far-right QAnon conspiracy theory, and it's emerged for the first time since December of 2020. That's right, just before the whole January 6th debacle. Well, don't worry for all you folks that are not fans of the conspiracy theory board. Morgan Freeman is here to apologize on Star Country.
Hello, I am Q from QAnon. I'd like to sincerely apologize because I'm back and your weird cousin is obsessed with me. He was into alt-right conspiracies already, so he was an easy hook. He's still following me after Pizzagate. So I told him to remember his oath, and we're going to play a game once more. Because manipulating idiots is all just a game to me. I am also sorry that I don't even believe the conspiracies I am spewing. I'm just being an internet troll. I'm actually a liberal, and I voted for Hillary Clinton. Joke's on you. Apologetically yours, Q from QAnon.
The Times call Q's return ominous, noting that the bizarre conspiracy theories peddled by QAnon followers were used to rally support for former President Trump, who, according to the conspiracy theory, was secretly working to take down a cabal of elite Democratic pedophiles and sex traffickers with the links to the deep state. Many of those at the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot were indeed QAnon followers, and now those same followers are all over Telegram channels and message boards linked to QAnon to talk about the latest so-called Q drops. Some of the community believe the latest series of Supreme Court rulings, including the overturning of Roe v. Wade, could be a sign that Q's predictions will still come true. It's a better life for the newest billionaire being introduced to Jeff Bezos' billionaire club.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. As the leader of the world's billionaire club, its grand poobah, if you will, I'd like to inform you that we are inducting our newest member. It is a freshly minted billionaire named Top Gun Maverick. What a cool name. I've yet to meet Mr. Maverick personally, but I'm told he amassed his vast fortune in the shirtless beefcake beach volleyball sector. Very lucrative. And so, I'd like to formally welcome Mr. Top Gun Maverick. Can I call you Top? Soon you shall receive your official Billionaire Club membership card in the mail. And with that card comes the many perks of being a billionaire. Not the least of which is, you don't have to pay income taxes. Sweet. That's one danger zone we billionaires don't have to ride into.
Yeah, that's right. Tom Cruise flick has made $1 billion at the box office joining the elite club as Top Gun Maverick has now made $1 billion worldwide. One of just 50 movies to ever have done so, according to Paramount. It's the studio's second highest grossing movie ever domestically, behind 97's Titanic. It's also Tom Cruise's first film to cross the $1 billion mark. Just one other film has made more than $1 billion in the pandemic era of movie going. That's December's Spider-Man No Way Home. And we've been working hard all week, and you know, we're all excited about being this far on Hump Day. We got the perfect party song to set off the pre-celebrations for Independence Day and our 3-day weekend. Here's a little Hump Day celebration for you guys.
When I get off of work today, just 2 days to go, we're half through the week, cause it's Hump Day!
Hump Day, yeah, yeah. Much closer to being on Friday.
Tuesday and Monday. I'm happy cause it's already Hump Day.
Yeah, Hump Day is a regular day when you're right in the middle. Hump Day, baby.
It's Hump Day, baby.
Hump Day.
New testimony in the January 6 hearings has revealed that Donald Trump liked to vent his anger by throwing his dishes against the wall. Well, now Trump is doubling down on these accusations, and he's selling his own line of dinnerware. Check it out.
I'm Donald Trump, technically still your president. When it's time to eat a hamburger or a taco bowl, you need to have something called a plate. Not a lot of people know that. And now it's time to make dinnerware great again. Introducing Trump China. So fantastic, and best of all, you don't need to wash Trump China. After you eat, just turn on the news, see that dirtbag Bill Barr, and throw it against that big, beautiful wall. Ugh. See that? It just proves that the wall works. I'm about to leave my mark on the plate business, like I left my mark on the White House, which was basically a huge ketchup stain that Sleepy Joe had to paint over. So order Trump China today, because as I've told you over and over again, I'm very tough on China.
Got some advice for you guys that are out there trying to save a little money as the gas prices don't seem to be going south anytime soon. Helping to stretch each dollar further, here's Dave Kirkpatrick with his inflation-fighting tip of the day.
4th of July barbecues have become very expensive. Ah, stunning. So this year, have your July 4th barbecue on December 25th. By Christmas, barbecue supplies will be deeply discounted, and you'll save big. So this Independence Day, let SATA help you give the heave-ho-ho-ho to high prices.
Join us again for another inflation-fighting tip of the day with Dave Kirkpatrick. We're having a beautiful day, and we're so glad to be here with you, getting things rolling out the door. Somebody who may not be having such a great day is JetBlue. Yeah, they apparently have been accused of giving out fake kosher meals.
Welcome aboard JetBlue. This is your pilot speaking. Our flight attendants will be starting the meal service right after takeoff. If you want a kosher meal, we have that, I swear. Your kosher selections today are a BLT with extra bacon or a delicious kosher Christmas ham. And for dessert, kosher chocolate Easter eggs. If you need proof that our menu is really kosher, just look for that big C for kosher handwritten in crayon on the packaging. That C means that all our kosher selections have been inspected by a certified Mormon priest. Thank you for flying JetBlue, and to our Jewish passengers, happy Ramadan.
Oh, man. You know, with 12.9 million passengers expected to depart U.S. airports this weekend, the actual July 4th holiday is going to be nearly as busy as the end of the week, with an estimated 2.6 million passengers traveling on Monday.
On Independence Day, we celebrate the freedom our founding fathers gave us on July 4th, 1776. But this July 4th, many Americans are not free. Countless present-day patriots are trapped in airport terminals. Others live in bondage, strapped into their seat on the tarmac, 37th in line for takeoff. Many more Americans cannot move freely on our nation's highways, stuck in a standstill in a construction zone, robbed of the very freedom they hope to celebrate at the beach. And let us not forget those tortured Americans who cannot escape from their in-laws' barbecue, forced to wear a fake smile and eat potato salad that's been sitting in the sun far too long. And while America strives to be the land of the free, we must remember the homes of the brave. Those poor souls pinned in their houses because they woke up with allergies that turned out to be COVID. Unable to taste or smell freedom.
Hey, if you guys got in a rush this morning, didn't get a chance to catch all our segments, don't worry. We got something just for you folks in a hurry. It's called Mash Up the News.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. Dave Kirkpatrick with Mash Up the News.
As some celebrate the upcoming Independence Day holiday by throwing dishes, fights break out on JetBlue because of kosher food inflation affecting Alec Baldwin during his interview of the Rudy Giuliani slapper. A QAnon follower spews this nonsense.
Johnny Depp is the true victim of Airbnb banning parties.
Join us next time on Mash Up the News with Dave Kirkpatrick.
This has been a Star Country production. Find the Wild Man Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. only on Star Country 95.9.